This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks very much for joining us. Russia has accused the U.S.-led coalition in Syria of trying to partition the country by setting up local governing bodies in areas seized from terrorists.
What the coalition is doing, that is real measures to divide the country. The foreign presence in Syria is illegitimate, regardless of how some officials may attempt to seek legal justification for them. They simply do not exist, these legal justifications. Moreover, we see attempts by the occupation forces to entrench a foothold in Syria for an indefinite period of time. This has nothing to do with counter-terrorism efforts, which we are assured is the sole objective of the coalition.
Speaking at the UN Security Council, Vasily Nebenzia added that Russia is concerned about the humanitarian disaster in Raqqa due to the U.S.-led coalition's armed intervention there. Washington and its allies have been carrying out airstrikes against Daesh in Syria over the past years. The air attacks have drawn strong condemnation over their ineffectiveness and for causing heavy civilian casualties. Joining us live now from Leesburg is Ms. Janice Kortkamp, who is an independent researcher and journalist, and she's joining us live now via Skype. Janice, thanks for joining us. Do you believe that the U.S.-led coalition is trying to partition Syria?
Yes, I do believe that, and I believe that's been the plan all along. This particular partition is just the first real attempt or time that they've had to carry out this plan. The intention is to divide Syria, of course, into weak sectarian-based states and to weaken it overall, to weaken the resistance and to provide, like you said in the introduction, a base of operations for the U.S. to occupy, just as we have Iraq and Afghanistan and places around the world, for generations to come. If you listen to our generals and our foreign policy so-called experts, so this is a very troubling development.
And then how do you feel, Janice, about the U.S. track record then, or the U.S.-led coalition track record, specifically in a city like Raqqa? Because that was celebrated, obviously, as a quote-unquote liberation, but was it really a liberation, considering the city seemed totaled?
No, again, as you mentioned in the introduction, the presence of the U.S. and the coalition there is completely illegal. It's against international law. It's against our laws in America. We have AUMF does not apply in this case. Not only are we not fighting terrorists there, we've seen how we have actually been assisting them in Syria. And so there is actually no basis whatsoever for them to be there. What they did to Raqqa was they basically leveled it and again we see the utter hypocrisy of U.S. foreign policy as they bemoaned airstrikes that were quite precise, as a matter of fact, in East Aleppo, for example, by the Russians and the Syrians. They go in and they leveled Raqqa. It's, by all reports that I've heard, it's basically uninhabitable. And then they arrange for ISIS fighters and their families a free exit to go to another ISIS-controlled area to live to fight another day. So this is, I was hoping when President Trump came into office there would be something to his election rhetoric, but I'm not seeing it so far.
Very well, Janice. We'll leave it there at that. But, of course, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us here at Press TV.